Unidad 21. Escucha esta conversación en inglés.
I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar. Have you seen it?
Your green sweater. Let me see. Yes, you lent it to David.
David? Never. He doesn't wear green. He hates it. He's always in blue or gray.
Well, then I don't know where it is. When did you wear it last?
Good question. Let me think. Well, I think I wore it to class yesterday afternoon. The weather changed suddenly and I felt cold.
That's right. I remember now. You were wearing it when you got to Franco's.
Yeah. It was so hot in the restaurant there, I took it off. I must have left it there.
Give them a call and see if they found it.
En los próximos minutos, aprenderá usted no solamente a comprender la conversación que acaba de oír, sino también a participar en ella. Su objetivo es repetir todo lo que oiga, exactamente como lo oiga, prestándole especial atención a su pronunciación y al énfasis y tono de su voz. Usted va a oír a dos amigos charlando, uno de los cuales no puede encontrar su suéter verde. Su amiga Pilar pensó que él se lo había prestado a David, otro amigo, pero parece que este no es el caso. Finalmente, concluyen que lo debe haber dejado en un restaurante llamado Franco's y deciden que es mejor llamar para ver si lo encontraron. Escuchemos la conversación y practiquemos juntos. Escuche con atención.
I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar. Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Ahora usted pregunta.
Have you seen it? My green sweater.
Repita usted.
My green sweater. I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar.
Explique a Pilar qué es lo que está buscando.
I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar. Have you seen it?
Pregúntele una vez más.
Have you seen it?
Your green sweater.
Pilar piensa acerca de eso. Haga usted lo mismo.
Your green sweater. Let me see. Yes, you lent it to David.
Ella piensa más y más.
Let me see.
Repita.
Let me see.
Ahora tiene una idea de lo que sucedió. Escuche usted y luego repita lo que ella dice.
Yes, you lent it to David.
David? Never.
Exprese usted su desacuerdo de la misma manera.
David? Never.
Oiga, ¿cuál es la razón?
He doesn't wear green. He hates it.
Ahora, repite usted la razón.
He doesn't wear green. He hates it. He's always in blue or gray. He always wears blue or gray.
Diga usted eso.
He's always in blue or gray.
Pilar dice entonces que de ser ese el caso, ella no sabe dónde está el suéter.
Well, then I don't know where it is.
Repita usted el comentario de Pilar.
Well, then I don't know where it is.
Repita usted el comentario de Pilar.
Well, then I don't know where it is.
Ella continúa y hace una pregunta lógica.
When did you wear it last?
Haga usted la misma pregunta.
When did you wear it last?
Good question.
Repita este comentario.
Good question.
El amigo de Pilar reflexiona sobre esto.
Let me think.
Reflexione sobre esto usted también.
Let me think.
Continúe usted. Escuche primero.
Well, I think I wore it to class yesterday afternoon.
¿Cuándo?
Yesterday afternoon.
¿Dónde?
To class.
Sugiera ahora dónde y cuándo. Comience con, well, I think I wore it.
Well, I think I wore it to class yesterday afternoon.
¿Cuál fue la razón?
The weather changed suddenly and I felt cold.
Pilar concuerda de repente al recordar lo que sucedió.
That's right. I remember now.
Repita usted.
That's right. I remember now.
Ella sabe la respuesta.
You were wearing it when you got to Franco's. Got to Franco's.
¿Dónde?
To Franco's. When you got to Franco's.
Repita.
When you got to Franco's. You were wearing it.
Repita.
You were wearing it.
Ahora, sugiera usted lo mismo que sugirió Pilar.
You were wearing it when you got to Franco's.
Escuche ahora y oiga cómo pudo haberse extraviado el suéter en el restaurante.
It was so hot in the restaurant there, I took it off. I took it off.
Repita usted.
I took it off. In the restaurant there. In the restaurant there. It was so hot. It was so hot.
Explique cuál fue la razón para quitarse el suéter.
It was so hot in the restaurant there, I took it off.
Ahora, conjeture sobre lo que pasó.
I must have left it there.
Pilar sugiere hacerlo razonable.
Give them a call and see if they've found it. And see if they've found it. Give them a call. Give them a call.
Ahora, sugiera usted de la misma manera el procedimiento a seguir.
Give them a call and see if they've found it.
Escuche cuantas veces necesite la conversación que acaba de oír y practique en la forma indicada hasta que se sienta que usted puede conducir la conversación sin necesidad de ayuda. Usted ha perdido su suéter verde y le pregunta a su amiga Pilar si ella tiene alguna idea de dónde ha podido dejarlo. Ella piensa que usted se lo prestó a su amigo David, pero la convence que ese no es el caso. Después de pensar más, se dan cuenta de que lo debe haber dejado en el restaurante Francos. Una llamada al restaurante resolvería la cuestión. Así que, cuando esté listo, pregúntele usted a Pilar si ella ha visto su suéter verde. Esperemos que lo encuentre.
I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar. Have you seen it?
Your green sweater. Let me see. Yes, you lent it to David.
David? Never. He doesn't wear green. He hates it. He's always in blue or gray.
Well, then I don't know where it is. When did you wear it last?
Good question. Let me think. Well, I think I wore it to class yesterday afternoon. The weather changed suddenly, and I felt cold.
That's right. I remember now. You were wearing it when you got to Franco's.
Yeah, it was so hot in the restaurant there, I took it off. I must have left it there.
Give them a call and see if they've found it.
Bueno, finalmente sabe usted dónde lo tenía la última vez que lo usó. Si tiene usted suerte, ya lo habrán encontrado ellos allá. Pero una llamada por teléfono nos responderá esa pregunta. Confiemos en nuestra buena estrella.
I'm looking for my green sweater, Pilar. Have you seen it?
Your green sweater. Let me see. Yes, you lent it to David.
David? Never. He doesn't wear green. He hates it. He's always in blue or gray.
Well, then I don't know where it is. When did you wear it last?
Good question. Let me think. Well, I think I wore it to class yesterday afternoon. The weather changed suddenly and I felt cold.
That's right. I remember now. You were wearing it when you got to Franco's.
Yeah. It was so hot in the restaurant there, I took it off. I must have left it there.
Give them a call and see if they found it.